Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Gene Munster, Managing Director and Senior Research Analyst at Piper Jaffray in Minneapolis. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Well, for any other company, a 21% gain in quarterly earnings would be considered outstanding, but not at Apple. What happened?
Exactly, not at Apple. It is this slowdown ahead of iPhone 5 that probably is going to be out in October, which really threw myself and other analysts for a curveball. And essentially is that the expectations were for 29 million iPhones. They ended up doing 26 million phones, and that's why the stock is down here. And really what it comes down to is that people are becoming more and more aware of these product releases from Apple, and they're holding off earlier and earlier, and that's impacting their most important product.
Well, you know, this kind of thing has been an ongoing situation with the automobile industry. You know, when people know a redesign's coming out, they hold back and wait for the new model. Why was it such a surprise at Apple?
It was a surprise because a year ago when the iPhone came out, that slowdown started about 3 months before. And this time it looks like it started about 5 months before. And so one of the ways we try to measure this is how often people tweet the term iPhone 5. And that started if you look back in the March quarter, it was about four times a minute. And that's been steadily increasing since then to right now it's about 11 times a minute. So that just gives you some sort of flavor about how this is kind of increasing earlier and earlier. At the end of the day, I think the key question here is, are people going to go out and buy a different kind of phone? Yes, they're holding off, but are they going to switch to Android? And our research overwhelmingly says no, that 94% of them are going to stick with the iPhone. And so we're going to get the big lift in the December quarter. It's just going to take longer than the air pocket is bigger before that lift.
94% are going to stick with the iPhone.
That's right. And, you know, last year we surveyed people and it was 93%. And, you know, if you look at a typical Android phone, it's about somewhere between 50 and 65% stick with it. And so I think that this rebuy rate is what gives us confidence that we're going to get the big rebound in the December quarter when the iPhone 5 actually does come out.
Now, Gene, you had a price target of $910 for Apple. Are you sticking with that?
We are sticking with it. I think, you know, if you look at the tale of the two cities here, one is from the fundamental analysts like myself. You look out and say that this is the negative stuff has already happened. This clearly the largest product cycle in the history of mankind is coming here, and you got to own it ahead of that. This is you got to buy it on the bad news, and today is a big opportunity. The flip side would be the technical analyst. Our technical analyst internally is Craig Johnson, and I've talked to him, and he kind of looks at this current where the stock is at, kind of 570 as an important point to hold. If it doesn't hold that, it could go as 510. And so I think there's, depending on your discipline, I think you get a very different perspective of where the stock can go over the next 3 months.
Okay, so 572 in early trading, 600 yesterday, which so your price target was at least 50% higher than that.
Yeah, and we still, you know, this is the beauty of the market is that there is controversy. And I think that the key question you have to ask yourself is back to this, are people going to get a different type of a phone? And we feel great about our price target, assuming that we can, you know, that people will come back like they have in the past.
What about Apple's other products, Gene?
The iPad was better than expected. They did the 17 million numbers. The buy side was at like 15.5 million. And so that continues to do well, corporate, education. I think if you look at the two key products, the iPad did well. The Mac is just becoming less and less a part of the story. It's 13% of revenue today. Numbers, it was slightly below expectation. And I think you're starting to see some cannibalization of the Mac from the iPad, which ultimately is a good thing because they've got a much bigger market in tablets and they have a higher market share, but that's how the Mac's doing.
Well, is it premature to write off PCs?
It probably is. People have been talking about this post-PC world, which is kind of a code for tablets for the last several years, and overall PC shipments have still grown during that time, but the actual true growth of the market really is coming in tablets. I mean, you're looking at iPads up 85% year over year. The overall PC market this year is probably going to be flat. And so they're still going to sell a lot of PCs worldwide. It's probably going to be somewhere close to 380 million this year. But I think, you know, you're going to see the tablet market go from somewhere 100 million units to probably 400 million units over the next 3 or 4 years. And so, you know, should you write off PCs? No, we're always going to have them. But as far as what's the exciting part of the story here from an investor standpoint, it's clearly tablets.
What can you tell us about Apple TV, Gene?
You know, that was kind of the surprise on the quarter, is that when the question was asked about what they're doing in TV, Tim Cook basically reiterated that they feel that there's something there, that they're not in the hobby. They have a current product called Apple TV, which is a little hockey puck that sticks at $100. But ultimately, we think that that is a segue to an actual Apple television. And he had some comments on the call that continued to make us believe that they will have an actual television sometime in mid-2013. And so I think if you're in the market to buy a TV, I would hold off here because I think that Apple's going to try to change the game in televisions as well.
Now, we hear from Facebook tomorrow afternoon, Gene. What are you looking for?
Well, for the June quarter, we're looking for $1.15 billion and basically 12 cents, which is essentially in line with where the street's at. I would be surprised if they missed that, given it's their first quarter out of the gate. So we think that number is probably fine. There's two kind of phases to this story. One is, over the next several quarters, investors need to understand how the shift from desktop to mobile consumption of Facebook impacts their business. Mobile, they tend to monetize a little bit less. And in longer term, and this is the reason why we like Facebook, is that we think they're going to find new ways to monetize their close to billion users. And specifically, we think in September, they're going to start to lay the groundwork for doing more commerce. We think that they're going to come out with something called an I Want button, which basically kind of alerts your friends of products that you're interested in, to not only alerts your friends, but also advertisers, obviously, that you're interested in that. And so the simple take is that, you know, it's not going to be the easiest road there, but you got to believe that they're going to find a way to monetize these billion users, and commerce is one of the ways they're going to do that.
Gene Munster, Managing Director, Senior Research Analyst at Piper Jaffray, on the line from Minneapolis.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.